This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were talking about Colin Kaepernick, and again, I think the biggest thing is it's very telling that there was a settlement, there was an agreement reached, and it was also agreed upon that it would be a confidentiality, one of these confidentiality agreements, meaning neither side is permitted to talk about it. It's very telling. And I think that the thing about it is, you know, it's hilarious to me that both sides seem to want to, and I'm not talking about the NFL and Kaepernick and his camp. I'm talking about the people on the outside who have been, you know, big supporters of Kaepernick, and the people on the outside who have been sort of big, you know, opponents of Kaepernick. Both sides, there are a number of people that want to seem to declare some sort of a victory. And, you know, I think the biggest thing about it is that means that it probably worked out the way it was supposed to, because nobody knows what the agreement was. Nobody knows what the settlement was, and no one ever will. And Kaepernick can walk away from it saying, "Hey, you know what? I was able to get them to at least back down a little bit, and they conceded, and we got a settlement." And the NFL can say, "Well, you know what? We were able to get him to back down a little bit, and he conceded, and we got a settlement." But the actual truth lies somewhere in the middle. And here's the thing. The reason that it was important to get a settlement for both sides is very easy to see, okay? For Kaepernick, regardless of what all of his, apologists in the media and all these national guys and all these guys that no matter what happened, you know, somehow it always was brought back to Kaepernick. I see the other day Joe Flacco got traded to Denver. He can still get traded to Denver. I mean, he still gets a job, but Kaepernick's out of a job. You know, anytime anything happened with any quarterback anywhere, you know, somehow it came back to Kaepernick. Well, the thing about it is, despite all the huffing and puffing by that group, the reality is Colin Kaepernick had a very, very, very large hill to climb. And it really was a very high standard for him to prove his case that he would have had to meet. He would have had to have basically somebody somewhere on a memo or on an email or on something recorded or he would have had to have something that really definitively said, "We want to keep this guy out of the league." You know, there's all kinds of rumors or whatever, and there's all kinds of, presumptions, but and unless he actually had a smoking gun, he was not going to win this thing. So it's beneficial for him, as, you know, Anthony in Oakland actually had just talked about, it's beneficial for his side to want to get a settlement. It makes sense. And the reason it makes sense is because, again, you cannot probably win this case if you're him. Now, on the NFL side of things, people say, "Well, why, you know, if they think they can win, well, because this thing, A, could get dragged out a long time. By settling this, they get it off the front page. And two, and I think this is more important, two, they were getting to the point where they were going to have to start to sort of disclose a lot of information they probably didn't want to disclose. They were going to have to start to disclose things in court, which would have become public record. Different depositions of, league officials, maybe sensitive documents that are, you know, that there were part of the case. And it, you know, it, when it comes to this kind of stuff, that's really what you want to do. If you are an entity like the NFL, you don't want that stuff being put out there. There's a lot of inner workings of the way the league does business. There's a lot of things that probably would have come into court and then would have become public record. So if you're the NFL, you don't want that. You look at the situation and say, for instance, I've heard all kinds of speculation. It's all speculation and BS. Nobody knows what it is. But say they came to an agreement for $10 million. Okay? $10 million, we're going to pay your client $10 million to go away. $10 million is a drop in the bucket for the NFL. Now they've gotten this thing for until, you know, for the next 24 hours. After that, they've gotten this thing completely off the front page. Nobody's going to talk about it anymore. It's done. If they had to keep going back to court and they had to keep, you know, filing motions, and there was all, every time something was filed, every time there was some update of the story, every time something happened, it would be back on the front page. The NFL did itself a favor here by settling, and Colin Kaepernick did himself a favor by settling because, again, neither side has to basically declare themselves the loser or be declared the loser. And both sides can say, ah, yeah, you know, we came to an agreement. That's the end of it. And it's done. And again, if you're Kaepernick on his side of things, you had a really large uphill battle to fight here to prove your case. Regardless of what you read in the media, regardless of what you hear from the, you know, the apologists that are out there, and you know who they are, the national media, the guys who, you know, scream and yell every single time some quarterback gets hired, regardless of what those people say, the reality is Colin Kaepernick had a really difficult case to prove. Because he had to prove, he had to basically, not quite beyond the shadow of the doubt, but he had to have proof. And him not being signed by a team, that's not proof. Him not getting a contract, that's not proof. So unless he had some league official, some general manager, some head coach, some, you know, someone in Roger Goodell's office, unless he had documentation that this is what they said, he probably was not going to win this. Almost assuredly was not going to win this thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.